Somebody shout hallelujah. Beloved, praise the Lord. You are welcome to the episode 6 of the season 6 of Biblical Phronesis. In episode 5, we address the notion that doctrine divides. Indeed, 1 Timothy 1:4 cautioned us against fables and endless talks that generate disputes amongst us. Such fables do not edify the church. You and I are the church. Such fables do not edify us. In the same episode, we highlighted the dangers of false doctrines. Every teaching is beloved that deviates from the truth. John 17:17 tells us what is the truth. It's false, and we must avoid it. We must avoid false doctrine to prevent instability and confusion in the church. We must avoid false doctrine to prevent divisions in the church. And more importantly, we must avoid false doctrine to prevent divine punishment that is severe in our midst. Today we turn to the theater where doctrine, true or false, is shared. In this episode, we will talk about the visible and invisible church. Firstly, let us read our text for the episode. We have two texts for the episode. The first one is taken from Psalm 133, verse 1 to 3, and I read from verse 1. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirt of his garment, as the dew of Hermon, and as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded, the blessed even life forevermore. It is indeed precious for us to dwell together. That is the basis of us having visible coming together, visible assembling. And the popular one in the New Testament, Hebrews. Our next text is taken from Hebrews 10:25, that says, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, our key verse is Hebrews 10:25 that I've just read. The key verse reminds us that we mustn't forget the assembly of ourselves, in particular in this time and age. We must not forsake it. We must not forget it in this time and age. That verse is the basis of the visible church we have today. Beloved, Hebrews 10:25 shows that the Bible instruct us not to forsake our assembly, not to forsake our coming together. By implication, we must come together, we must congregate, and thus become visible to all. Before we consider the visible and invisible church, let us ask two questions, two reflective questions. Perhaps if you have not asked yourself this question before, this will be an eye-opener. Number one, do we have to go to church to be a Christian? Do we have to go to church to be a Christian? You can even ask yourself, do I have to go to church to be a Christian? Perhaps some of us may have asked ourselves this question during COVID-19, within 2020 and 2021 in particular. Number two question, is church attendance, if we are physically able, a requirement to go to heaven? Number two reflective question, is church attendance, if we are physically able, a requirement to go to heaven? Beloved, in a technical sense, the answer to both questions is capital no. But the answer is not so simple. Now, let us consider the distinction between the visible and invisible church. I must put this caveat immediately. These questions are not meant to steer us not to go to church. No, we must go to church. Hebrews 10:25. It's very clear, and Psalm 133 is very clear about what we need to do. Well, however, we are going somewhere in this podcast episode. Now, let's look at the visible church. What is the visible church? Beloved, St. Augustine said that the visible church is the church as an institution or an organization that we see visibly in the world. When we come together, everyone, believers and unbelievers alike, can see us. That is the visible church. Our coming together in obedience to Psalm 133 verse 1 to 3 that I've read and Hebrews 10, 25 that we have also read in this episode. It is in obedience to it when we come together, because everyone can see us that we have something in common, we have come together. Beloved, the visible church has a list of members, and we can identify the members through many things, such as the program they hold together, the logo of the church, and the manner of preaching. If a person is in Christ, in other words, if a person is saved, he is called to the visible church. The person is called to fellowship with the brethren and worship God in truth with the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, if you give your life to Christ. So if a person knows these things, as written in Hebrews 10:25, and willfully, intentionally refuse to join a visible fellowship, then there's a big question mark on the salvation of such a fellow or such a person. So now let's turn to the invisible church. Beloved, the invisible church is found within the visible church. Please let us understand it. The invisible church exists inside the visible church. So let us imagine two concentric circles. I'm going to my science and engineering background now. Two concentric circles are two circles, okay? Together, that are linked together. The first circle is the visible church. That is the outward, perceivable organization or institution. As a church that we all see, the whole world can see. The whole world can see on TV, on YouTube, and everywhere. Examples include the Redeemed Christian of God, Winners Chapel, the Roman Catholic Church, Baptist Church, and all the other churches, Methodist Church, the Anglican Church that we know. That is the visible church. Then, beyond the visible church, we have the inner layer of the concentric circle. The inner layer of the concentric circle is the invisible church. The invisible church is essentially another circle with the circle of the visible church. Why do we speak of an invisible church? We do this to refer to the faithfulness to the teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ. We do this to emphasize Corpus Christi, which is the body of Christ. What is the implication of what I'm saying, in case you don't understand what I'm saying? Why bother with the relationship between the visible and the invisible, within the same entity, within the same organization? The fact that we see worrying things in the visible church today necessitates this exposition. You only need to take a look at YouTube and you see many worrying things about the church. Many documentaries. Below, within this physical, visible organization, we have people who are the true followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, the genuine disciples of our Lord Jesus Christ. But also, there are people that are unbelievers within the visible church. If what is happening today is considered, we can assume that there are many in the visible church who do follow Jesus Christ correctly. In effect, such people who do not follow Jesus Christ correctly, in effect, such people are in the church, but they are not in Christ. In other words, it's impossible for you to be in the church. It's impossible for you. It's possible for you to hold exalted positions. It's possible, just as Jesus Christ have said, for you to do many, many wonderful things, signs and wonders. But in actual fact, you are not in Christ. You are not part of the fold. You are not part of the Corpus Christi. You are not part of the ones that we can refer to as the bride of Christ that the bridegroom will meet. Why is that? It is because such fellows have made a false profession of the faith.
To such individuals, Jesus said in Matthew 15:8, He said, "These people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." Jesus knew that there are people in Israel who are not true believers. He knew that there will be people in the visible church who will not be true believers. Paul also flags such individuals in Romans 9:6, when he says, "It is not that the word of God has taken no effect." It's not as if the word of God has no effect. "For they are not all Israel." In other words, they are not all born again who are in Israel. In other words, they are not all who are in Christ that are in the visible church. In other words, such people go through the rituals, the training, the ordinations, and are part of the visible church. And in fact, the world commend them. They are part of the visible church. But the Lord Almighty, according to his word, knows those who are his. Such fellow participate in all programs and activities of ministers, workers, pastors, etc. But they remain aliens and strangers to the things of God by choice. Let us close, beloved, with biblical phronesis. What is practical wisdom from this episode? The visible church is institutional and organizational. Every one of us can see the visible church. Hebrews 10:25 support the existence of the visible church. Psalm 133 support the existence of the visible church that we can all see. But the visible church accommodate two strange fellows, believers and all believers. Or we can substitute that unbeliever with hypocrite. They are there. They say they are believers, but they actually don't believe. The coexistence of these two groups within the same space, within the same church, is not new. It was foretold by Jesus using the metaphor of the tares and the wheat in Matthew 13:24-30, that shows that both tares and wheat will grow together. But to maximize productivity, to get it right, we must minimize the tears in our midst. We must minimize the tears because the tears have the tendency to grow more easily than the produce. In other words, than the people in Christ. So Jesus used this parable to warn us that we in the visible church, we that belong to the invisible church within the main body Christ, must be engaged in holiness. We must be disciplined. We must be different, so that the tears that threaten to destroy the purity of the church are restricted or limited, so we can stand with our head up high. Why? Because we are upright. So to close, beloved, to close this episode, we ask who is in the invisible church. Our answer is that those who are true believers, following the teachings of Jesus Christ correctly and are saved, are in the invisible church. As we close, it's possible for an individual to be in the visible church and the invisible church. But the false brethren are only in the visible church. They are not in the invisible church. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the success of the season. Lord Jesus, let your teachings strengthen every one of us in the invisible church. Let your truth prevail at all times. Let not the tears and the weeds among them destroy the security of your church. Whenever Jesus, beloved, if you enjoyed this episode, please like us on our various media platforms and also join us at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Restoration House online or on site in Bloemfontein, South Africa.
We welcome comments from you. Please use all our platform on Facebook as well as YouTube. Till we come to you in the next episode of Biblical Phronesis, may the Lord keep you safe and blessed. May He shower you with divine wisdom daily to succeed in the mighty name of Jesus.